So let's talk about this oldest running water in the world. Tell me about it and where you found it.
Oh, well, we didn't find it. So the water comes from the Kid Creek mine, so not so far from Timmins. It was found at approximately 2.4 kilometers below the Earth's surface, and it was found by a professor from the University of Toronto geochemist called Dr. Barbara Sherwood-Lawler and her research team. And so they collected it in about 2009. And they brought it back to their lab and they analyzed it. And that's when it became evident that it was the oldest known flowing water on Earth.
Were they looking for specifically for that?
Yes, they were looking for it. Barbara has a lot of experience doing research on ancient waters, and she had done previous research in South Africa. I think she had also done work in other parts of Canada, and she's familiar with the Timmins area. And the Kid Creek mine is the deepest base metal mine in North America, so it was a pretty good bet that there would be some ancient water under there. And also miners for years and years have been talking about underground water, and nobody really knew the source of it. And so it's sort of, there are different ways that she kind of, you know, figured out that there could be water down there, but definitely listening to miners was one of them.
Oh, how did she determine that it is the oldest in the world?
Well, she did a bunch of different tests. She measured the noble gases. Well, she was partnering with some other labs. So her lab, I believe a lab in Oxford, and possibly one in Montreal, they were measuring noble gases and looking at different kinds of isotopes. And that's how they determined it. So the greater the quantity of certain kinds of isotopes in the water, the older it is. And it was so much older than what was previously thought to be the oldest known water on Earth, which was somewhere around 100 or 200 million years, that they tested, retested, 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 and traced, I think, 9 lines of evidence to be able to verify that it is the oldest known water on Earth.
How old?
It's at least a billion years. And it has, she describes it as the mean residence time, which means that it's been out of contact with the surface of the Earth for at least a billion years.
Wow.
It's really old. I mean, the dinosaurs are from, you know, 200 million. So it's incredibly, incredibly old.
Why is this significant?
Why is it significant?
Yes.
Well, it's significant for lots of different reasons. I think one reason I find this water to be so moving is that it's sort of a remnant. It is a remnant of the time before there was enough oxygen in the Earth's atmosphere to sustain life as we know it. And so it's just coming into contact with something that is so ancient that really helps sort of put our relationship with the Earth and our relationship with water in perspective. It's significant. So that's sort of more an emotional or symbolic significance. It's also significant for some scientific reasons. For example, what I haven't yet mentioned is that there was life in the water. In fact, there were microbes that lived inside the water sample, and they ate the little bits of pyrite and sulfate from the rocks that were underground, and so that's how they survived. And so knowing that it's possible for life to exist 2.4 kilometers below the Earth's surface in ancient water gives us clues to the possibility for life in other deep parts of the Earth, but also life on other deep parts of other planets.
Okay, for a bit more context, if that's 1 billion years old, how does that compare to the age of the Earth itself?
Oh, that's a good question, actually. I have to brush up on my geologic time. It's definitely, the Earth most certainly predates this water. It's in the earlier phases, but if you sort of look at the geologic time spiral, it definitely isn't sort of at the beginning. I don't remember how old the Earth is.
Okay.
That is a very good question.
I'll Google it.
Yeah, I should Google it too.
So tell me about the display with this water.
Well, at the moment, it's not on display. At the moment, we're keeping it safe and locked up. At the moment, right now, we are moving our whole collection. So the building is not super accessible. But in the future, we don't exactly know how it's going to be displayed, if it's going to be in the museum exhibit from time to time, or if it's going to be used for more special projects. So it's quite open. It just arrived. And right now we're looking to make it accessible sort of digitally to people. And so actually on Thursday, we have a post coming up with lots of images and videos of the water. And we hope in the next couple of years to be running some interpretive projects where we invite the public to find ways of engaging with the water. And so, yeah, it's funny when you think of long-term plans when faced with something that is a billion years. But we will definitely find ways to make it accessible to the public.
I guess I should ask how much of the water you have.
We have a tiny vial of it. It's less than 100 milliliters.
But you could go down and get more.
I would actually love to visit the mine one day. I think it would be really fascinating. I've only been in my position for about a year, and so I haven't had the chance, and half of that has been COVID, so I haven't had the chance to visit a mine yet, but I'm hoping in the next couple of years that will be possible again.
So there's an item on your professional bucket list.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay, and if there's only a vial, there's no danger of somebody taking it and making coffee into Keurig with it.
No. We just have one tiny vial. It's funny, something so small and so old, and it's so precious. It's definitely one of the most precious things in the collection, for sure. I have one update for you. The update is we found out how old the Earth is.
Oh, good. Oh, Melissa looked it up first.
It's about 4.5 billion years.
So 1 billion, that's pretty close to the beginning.
It's pretty close. It's Precambrian, and you know, we're in the Anthropocene, so just the very end of the geologic time spiral. But yeah, I mean, the dinosaurs were Mesozoic era. I mean, the water is so old that it predates the mass oxidation event, which is when there was a time when the Earth's atmosphere did not have enough oxygen to sustain any kind of life that would be familiar to us. And then there was almost a tipping point. And then when there was enough, there was a buildup of oxygen when there was enough oxygen. So this is a remnant. I just always describe it as a remnant of the time before the Earth started breathing.